Hi, everybody, and welcome to the next edition of the Northwich podcast. Please excuse me and Joe today if we look like we're sweating, because it is 27 degrees. 27 degrees today in Davenham, one of the hottest days of the year, so excuse us if we look like we're perspiring. So I'm with the lovely Joe Garner today from DCC, from Davenham Cricket Club, and we're going to find out much more about what goes on here at DCC and how you can help. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, very, very hot, and the skies have just opened outside, so I'm glad I'm not outside now.
Yes, so we were going to film outside, weren't we? But then it suddenly started raining, so we jumped inside.
We did.
So, for those people watching who don't know DCC, well, for those who are watching that do, they'll recognise this bar.
They will, and I'll spend many a happy hour by this bar, yes.
They will. For those who don't know the Cricket Club, just tell me a bit more about where we are, what it is, what you do, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the Cricket Club has been here since 1885, so a very, very long time, and it has been a very successful club over the years. We have now got first, second and third team senior teams, which are actually seeing reasonable growth at the moment, but we need some more players coming through.
Yeah.
However, we're also now looking at expanding our women's, juniors and disability cricket.
Okay.
Junior has always been really popular here,
but
again, we want to push more through to keep them going all the way through to the top end.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it's a very successful club.
Yeah, okay. I live around the corner, obviously, and my two have just started the All-Stars on a Thursday, and I know how popular that is. It's a great facility. So before we talk a bit more about the club, tell me a bit more about you. So are you a local girl originally? What brought you to Davenham?
We originally come from Chester.
Okay.
And we actually started off in Kingsmead, went up to Scotland for a few years, came back and ended up in Davenham.
Yeah.
And loved the village. And my son, Harry, who was 6 at the time when he started cricket here, again through the sort of junior start. And so we've been involved ever since. We actually managed and ran a team of cricket with Harry and then Jack. Okay. And slowly but surely got more and more involved.
Yeah, okay. And what sort of position do you hold now within the club? What's your role?
I'm now development manager. So basically trying to forge forward with all the new things that we've got coming at the cricket club. And basically trying to progress the club into the future.
Yeah, okay. So in terms of the facilities at the club then, Anna, you were just mentioning that you're sort of putting in, you're looking to get funding to put in new nets. Have you got the funding for that already?
We've got a nice fund coming through from the CCB, which is also the English Cricket Board.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually asked for a long-term interest-free loan for that.
Right.
The plan being we will then fundraise to pay that back.
Okay.
But we're also putting reserves in from the cricket club from the last few years.
Okay.
So because we've done so well. But obviously we're going to start launching our crowdfunding probably over the next couple of weeks to again hopefully then pay that loan back as fast as we can, and then obviously we're then debt free again as quickly as we can be.
Okay.
But the nets project is going to be brilliant. We currently have 2 nets. They're not great. They've been there 15 years and they're starting to look like they've been there 15 years. So we've gone out, we've got 3 quotes, and we've chosen our supplier, and hopefully by Christmas they'll be in. But we're going to go for 3 nets, spin them round, and have them fully enclosed so that we can actually make it better for all the kids as well.
Yeah, okay, because currently they play towards the cricket square, don't they? So they won't do them, will they?
No, they'll run across from towards the houses and the pavilions, but it's fully enclosed so balls can't go in and balls can't come out.
Great.
And also one of the lanes will be prioritised for women's, juniors and disability cricket.
Okay, fab. Okay. Gosh, it's hot, isn't it?
It's very hot. Literally sweating.
I am too. Okay, so why am I still here today? What would you like to sort of run through and promote about the club?
Obviously, we are run by volunteers. We absolutely love all of our volunteers. Some of them are getting a little bit older now and would like to retire. Some of them would like a pathway of not doing quite so much.
Yeah, okay.
So we're looking for loads of new volunteers. We've got lots and lots of new families coming into cricket,
mm-hmm.
and it would be really good now if we could see some new blood coming in and supporting the older crew, myself included, and get social events organised, but also running the All-Stars and Dynamos as they get busier.
Yeah.
Dynamos is the girls-only team.
Okay.
And obviously that getting that progressed as well, so we can actually bring them into the women's team. And basically helping running the bar. It was Carnival Day at the weekend.
Yeah.
The bar was manic. We were actually washing glasses as fast as they were then going back out again. So it was a busy day. So on days like that, having more volunteers to step in and help would be great.
Yeah.
Don't have to do anything as a long-term commitment. Just need to help when they can.
Okay. So how do you sort of allocate the volunteers when they come in? Is it just whatever he's doing at the time, or is there a certain thing people could say, I can help with that, and certain days? And
yeah, it's totally down to the person. Obviously, we've got a grounds crew. Obviously, you know, Colin runs that.
Yeah.
And again, he would love some support. He would actually love someone that would actually be able to train underneath him as well to learn the skills.
Right.
So we can have a well-earned holiday.
Yeah.
There's a maintenance team that come on a Friday to do odd jobs around the place. Again, that's a case of just turn up, join in, crack on.
Okay.
But if you're here and you're a member and you're a volunteer, you can just come and help at the bar clearing glasses, or you know, serving behind the bar if you've done that before, or we can teach you. And the social committee as well, which obviously does the events. So there's loads of things to do, just a case of whichever one you like.
Yeah, okay, all right. So before we came on air, we were talking about numbers, weren't we? And you're trying to get certain numbers of teams up, aren't you?
We are, so we've got the under nines. Brilliant, 21 of those. We love our under-9s because that's the feeder from the All-Stars.
Yes.
Under-11s is 32, so we keep them high. What then happens is other things get in the way. So under-13s and under-15s, we see a huge drop-off.
Right.
And we're trying to work out a pathway at the moment as to what it's to support those kids to stay in cricket, whatever that looks like. So we're always shuffling around trying to fight to pull a team together in those age brackets, which obviously then is a problem for senior teams because we then have a massive drop-off.
Yeah.
So we'd like to see 15 kids preferably staying within those teams.
Okay.
So it's trying to work out that pathway, but also what incentivizes our kids to stay in the sport. Football is a big impact because the season tends to kick over the top of the thing. But also there's school, there's girlfriends, boyfriends, and all of the other things that sort of start to take precedence over sport, but we'd really like to try and keep them in if we can.
Yeah, so. Okay, that's interesting. I never really thought about it like that. Do you have any ideas for how you can keep them engaged? Are you sort of looking for help with that? Are there other clubs that have managed to succeed with that where you haven't?
We're looking around at the moment. We're actually trying to work out what pathway would look like. So again, supporting them somehow, whether that's guaranteeing them places within the senior teams every so many weeks, that sort of thing. Because obviously they all want to play senior cricket, but obviously not necessarily up for that all the time.
No.
So it's trying to work out what's the best way of keeping kids engaged in the cricket.
And
obviously having some social stuff for them.
Yeah.
So we have got a table tennis table, but again, that depends on whether it's out when they come.
Yeah.
So
maybe
more of a sort of a youth-centred day where they can come and hang out if you like. So
that's quite a good idea, isn't it? Because youth clubs have all gone, haven't they?
They have all gone.
So and they all hang around on the streets, don't they?
Yeah, and that's giving the kids somewhere to come. So,
Okay. And then you mentioned also about potential for disabled cricket, I believe.
It's one of those. Cheshire Cricket is a big promoter of the disability cricket. And there's actually quite a strong disability team all the way through from juniors all the way up to senior. And it's something we've never really touched on here since I've sort of taken over the development side. It's something I'm really supportive of. There's a lot of disability teams that could play during the day.
Okay.
So actually then doesn't impact our facility in the evening and at weekends.
Yes.
But it would also be nice just to be able to allow that to happen whenever they need it. It wouldn't necessarily need to be every week. It could be something we do sort of ad hoc. But it would be nice to see a team pull together from the community. There isn't one, as far as I'm aware, in this local area.
Right.
So
no.
It would be nice to see it.
Yeah, okay, all right. And anything else you feel that you'd like to run through on air that we can help you promote?
Yes, we have a long-term vision. And it's a long-term vision that's not just ours. So we have the cricket club, the football club, the parish council, and we've just met with Gaynor last week on the council, the main council. And we put it on the table, and we are looking to see if we can actually provide what I'd call a full sports facility here across the fields. So we've got this field here, which is obviously the cricket field. We've currently got the next field, which is currently football.
Yeah.
And what we'd love to see is purchase another field, so they're probably the one through, and then have a three-field facility.
Wow.
Change the pavilion to not being here, but being down the between the two fields that we currently own.
Okay.
And actually then have a full tennis courts, squash, all of the stuff you can see with a big village hall.
Right.
And potentially open it out to all other organisations. And we know the Scouts are trying to fundraise. So there's lots of conversation that could be had to bring it all together. That would be the ultimate goal of quite a few of us now, because we've all started to see how it could work.
Okay.
So, yes, that's what we're ultimately looking for.
Gosh, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
It would be great. It's probably going to be the one, if we could get it and we can get the funding sorted, it would probably be one of the best facilities in the area.
Yeah.
Because it's local still, in an area that doesn't tend to get trashed.
No.
Because there are certain areas that do.
Yeah.
So actually, we can protect it.
Yeah.
And actually, at the moment, from a kid's point of view in the village, there isn't that much to do.
No.
So actually, it would give them somewhere to come.
Brilliant.
So, but yeah. And it comes from the back of a couple of things that we've been doing with other parties about social behaviour. For example, the football team have left the goals out since they've taken over the field. It's worked really well. The kids go down, they play football. Yeah. They don't trash the goals because they know if they do, it won't be there next time.
It's their goals, yeah.
So it's been a really nice project.
Yeah, that's great.
So the funding from that, would that come from government then?
It would need to be government funded. Yeah. So we're sort of looking at whether we can get some levelling up funding, all those sort of things. So we are literally at the starting point. We've just had a conversation all about it and everyone went, let's just try this and see where it goes. It would be great if we could actually see that come to life.
That's
so,
very exciting.
Yeah.
And obviously great for Davenham, but it would also be for the wider area, wouldn't
Absolutely.
It? As well?
It's not just Davenham. It's, no. Kingsmead hasn't got anything like that. Northwich, this side of Northwich hasn't got anything.
No, it hasn't.
So obviously, Sir John Dean's was the communal facility, but that's changed slightly recently.
It has.
It would be great to see if we can pull that together.
Exciting. Cool. Okay. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to run through while we're chatting that we can help with?
Social members. If anybody would like to join, they just need to come and see us at the bar. We would prefer our social members to get involved in the club as well, not just to be social. But you do get better prices if you're a social member. It's £30 a year. It's a bargain, and it's the best place to have a pint in the village.
I mean, that it really is true.
It is. Not today.
No, not today.
But normally we're 5 degrees hotter. We've got the safest field in the community.
Yeah.
And the kids love it, and therefore the parents love it.
That's correct.
So,
we come and we sit, and the kids go through to the park, don't they? And get the sun all day.
Yeah.
There's no cars around. It's great, isn't it?
Dead safe, and it's obviously if there's a match on. Great entertainment.
Perfect. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, thanks very much for joining
me. All right.
Thanks for watching, and we'll make sure that we share this out to help DCC move forward. Thanks. Bye.